This week, The Wire brought to you a story of Max Berry, an Australian veteran who witnessed the end of World War II. Today marks the 80th anniversary of the end of the war for Australia, when Japan surrendered after Hiroshima and Nagasaki were attacked with atomic bombs. Merla Hare is a 105-year-old veteran and was born in Elsternwick in Victoria. She was able to enlist in the Navy and says the war long was a big change. Powered Media's reporter Emma Myers spoke with Merla Hare to share her stories.
The war came to Australia. That was when the Americans were bombed in Pearl Harbor. Within 5 days, a whole lot of Americans landed down in Victoria. So I thought that we became an American colony. Within a matter of a few days, it was just amazing. It was not long after my brother, he finished his apprenticeship and he immediately joined up with the Air Force. So I then decided I'd go and join. But there were no women in the Navy. They were deciding they were going to recruit women to take over all the shore jobs that were being held by sailors and people belonging to the Navy. They'd send the men off to sea onto ships. We were getting some of the people who'd been caught by the Japanese. Michael Chu came in off one of the ships that had been trapped for 3 months by the Japanese, and he was a mental wreck. And I eventually went into that office, eventually took over his job.
I read somewhere that he used to let Americans chuck you in the air when you were down.
They used to put on dances and things for us to go, because I loved dancing. And I used to march all the girls that wanted to go. The boys used to march with the girls marching down. It was called the dugout. It was an entertainment. There was no liquor, but there was food and soft drinks and all that sort of stuff. I enjoyed that very much. I'd been thrown up in the air, and by that time we're getting used to America. In fact, you'd almost would have thought that Melbourne was an American state, because the Americans virtually took over the town. So I said I used to be home to Americans, to auntie and aunties, to get a lovely meal. And I always remember one of them, he lay down on the floor in auntie's lounge room, and I had to wake him up and tell him he had to go home. All of that was very interesting. And it was in a blackout, and that caused a lot of trouble. Women were being attacked in the dark and what have you. And it was the stupidest thing they ever did, because there were two or three women who were really murdered.
Why did the blackout happen?
Well, that was to sort of keep the ones who were going to invade us so they wouldn't know where they were going, right? That was mainly. But they had the lights on. They weren't very big lights in the street. And, of course, it was trying to save power.
Can you describe the day you found out that the war had ended?
Well, I was in Sydney when that happened. I got married. I didn't want to get married, but I was a closer friend with his younger brother, who was still 2 years older than me. At that time, they said, the women attached to men who have come in from fighting the war, wherever they have been, they were entitled to the same leave. We knew it was ending. They knew that the war was over. We knew that when we went up there, because Japan had lost everything. They were finished. We knew that. But they closed the whole of Sydney down. Everyone went so mad, they thought they'd wreck the city because everything closed down, because everyone went nuts. And we took my sister with us, and they plonked her up on a table. And she loved it, of course, Opsy. She stood in the middle of a dining table in the hotel where we were staying. We were lucky. And then they sang Rose of No Man's Land to her. And they're all saying cheers.
It's been 80 years since the end of World War II. You've seen society change. Do you think we have a progress forward, or do we just go in the circle?
I wouldn't say any of that. Human beings are human beings. Everybody's different. The war alone was a big change. But we still come back people, mainly looking after each other, mostly, and caring for each other and getting on with the job of living. I don't think anything's changed, except the fact is, of course, you have so much more in life to make your life. But I've noticed, I think, within the last 10 years, people are getting more considerate of their neighbours and things like that, and caring for children and people who are having a tough time and helping. I think people are more interested in their next-door neighbours than they were for about 20 or 30 years.
Australian veteran Merla Hare there, speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers.